Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
One of the most eventful timelines in the country. people keep tabs on what this guy thinks about loads of different things. At ShowTubes Love has been bit busy on these Twitter streets for the past 7 days, and it's time to find out what he was really, really meaning when he tweeted, "Solo breakfast near the office and this dude is going through job mail. Be very grateful if you have work. The world is a tough place."
Yeah, man. I mean, I had basically, I was just from a meeting and I was hungry and I was getting some breakfast. And then you're thinking about all the things that you have to accomplish and, you know, the money you need to make and all these things. And this dude next to me, like, you know, circling stuff in job mail, you know, like looking for work, you know. And I think sometimes we really take it for granted that, you know, we're blessed to have any sort of work.
But bro, you've created your own work.
Sure.
And this is the thing, is that do you feel like there's two types of people in the world? The people that circle the classifieds and the people that put the jobs in the classifieds?
Look, I think besides that, I also feel like there's people that have way too much pride to circle in the classifieds.
Mm.
So I have a lot of respect for anyone that's circling in the classifieds.
No, 100%. It's hard at the moment with everything that's going on. I know that the recession is going to hit. I love it when Prince Castillo talks about the recession because he speaks about it in a way like it's really going to affect him.
Sure.
But it does affect everybody.
Look, it hurts. It hurts you in different places.
Yeah.
And it hurts you when you least expect it.
Absolutely. "The day people stop reporting what they've heard or seen to me, maybe they'll be okay with their lives."
Yeah, I mean, like, you guys really need to stop calling, SMSing, and coming up to me and asking me about stuff that's really none of your business.
But do people like telling you things, though?
People want to see a reaction.
Yeah.
That's what I've concluded. People want to just, they want, like, let's see what he's going to do about it. I think that's what it is.
Because you have the most powerful poker face, I think, out of 50 million people in this country.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I don't lose a poker.
Even now, I don't know what he's thinking.
That's right.
He's probably snapping.
I've stopped.
White girls are really feeling their versions of apple bottoms.
Yeah, man. I've been seeing a lot of white girls in those, like, bum lifter, you know, filler, give you hips type of jeans. They remind me of apple bottoms.
It's the way to go now to, you know,
apparently,
accentuate the behind.
Everybody wants a little bit of booty.
Everybody wants a little bit of ass. What was I reading? Yeah, I'm still traumatized by the whole Drake eating ass thing. And then it resurfaced last night when the new tracks dropped and I was reading about it again and I was just, we'll get to the Drake stuff though in a second. Didn't notice any subs, too busy trying to earn my keep for real.
Again, people trying to report whoever is subtweeting me or whatever, don't care, too busy working.
Do a lot of people subtweet you?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dressed like a goon from the 30s.
Yeah, I was dressed like, I was in like suspenders and like in a t-shirt and I felt like an old goon from like mob movies.
One of my favorite Teebs looks is the glasses.
The yellow frames.
The yellow frame glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And the cigar vibe. And then he's like, yeah, check me out at my Boom Shaka event. Just hanging out. Heard the craziest story yesterday. Please, please, please do not compromise medical aid.
Yeah, guys. Take care of the basics. Literally, they let you die, guys. You know, like if you're not sorted, they don't take you in. If the ambulance comes to take you to the next place, it comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. Like, people die when they don't have medical aid.
It's something that you just unfortunately can't skim on in a South African context because if something happens.
Yeah.
You know, and those medical aides are assholes. I mean, if they don't know, if they don't see proof that you're part of the medical aid or whatever, they don't admit you into the hospital. It's not a nice situation to be in. Just make sure you pay it every month. Homophobia, exeniso. Come on, Oaks.
What happened? Man, I was just being childish about, I woke up and I saw something about 30 most beautiful people on Twitter.
Mm.
You know, and then I was just like, I didn't make the list, so I'm sad. And then this guy's like, he says to me, are you queer?
Ah.
I'm like, oh, guy, like, if I am, then what? So what?
People love lists, and people love the weighing in on stuff. Yeah, that's just a dumb comment. You've got so many trolls, bro.
Sometimes I don't even think guys are trolling. I think it's just Twitter's just giving people room to say whatever they think they can say.
I see winter, but I think black folk aren't built for autumn. Why are you dressed like it's about to snow?
Bruh, like, layers on layers, hoodies, puffy jackets. I mean, like, it's just like, it's short of like mink coats right now. Like, guys, it's not that cold yet.
Producer Kat, you want to confirm or deny what Teebs is saying here?
Hold on.
Okay. Oh, she's on a call. All right. She'll get back to us when she's ready.
Sure, Kat.
Isn't she great? Yeah. How little F's she has to give.
Hold on.
I often wonder what she thinks of what we do here in the afternoons. There she is. She's available now. Kat, do you concur with what Teebs was saying about black folk not being built for autumn and dressing like it's about to snow?
Yes. I'm probably one of them. Yeah. I am terrified of the cold.
Yeah, black girls don't cope with any sort of nippiness.
Yeah, that's why I hate like even the aircon on.
In the peak of summer, Producer Kat says you can't put the aircon on like 25 because she's
gonna get too
cold.
Well, you like 17. Yeah, I hate the cold though. I'm not ready for winter. And winters, like, it's starting already.
Look out the window. It's cold outside.
There's a breeze out there. Pretty nippy.
I like it, but I know what's going to happen. It's going to get too cold and then I'm going to moan. I just want moderate temperatures.
I like the winter, so I'm ready.
Is the beard going to get longer or shorter?
Longer.
Okay. Grizzly Tibsy.
Yep.
So I just love saying that. So I didn't make the top 30 beautiful tweets, some bullshit, and you were saying that's the tweet that you got the backlash on.
What's the criteria, guys? Put us on.
The most beautiful tweets.
Yeah.
Well, who won? Who was big?
Honestly, I looked through that list and I knew no one.
Oh.
So yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, that's a good thing, no?
It was the ugly people uniting in a conspiracy to have their voice heard.
Don't do this and don't involve me.
Less than a month, I'm dropping my new website, Keen as F, creating and controlling my content always.
Yeah, I'm dropping teebs.co.za.
Cool.
I might make it first week of May. It just depends on some brand stuff that I have to do. But yeah, it's underway and I'm pretty excited.
Very, very dope. I think it's going to be great. Insomnia and data, telecom's wet dreams.
Yeah, like when you can't sleep, you're just like going through everything, going through Snap, going through tweets, going through Instagrams. And I'm like, I wonder how much data is consumed like those crazy hours.
This news.
There's no off peak with data, right?
Yeah, no. Well, telecom had that midnight thing at one point, but they're probably scrapped that now. But this new Snapchat where it's like a television and you're scrolling, it takes me a half an hour now in the evening to kind of, because I don't look at it all day.
Sure.
And now, and I don't snap a lot, but I do enjoy watching other people's snaps. And now I catch up on all of it and it just keeps coming around. So there I sit. And before I know it, I've like caught up on everyone's life. Do you follow Robert Kardashian on Snapchat?
I don't.
There is something, he's engaged to Blac Chyna now. Which is going to be a disaster. I mean, it's 3 months. It's going to be a disaster. But the way they document their relationship on Snapchat, you've got to follow him so that we can speak about this. It has me like, he just comes across such a creep.
Really?
Yeah. It's like weird.
But I mean, he was always the awkward Kardashian.
It's like really, like this, I'll play this for you because this is really weird. She was teaching him how to grill last night.
What does that mean?
Like to braai.
Oh, okay.
Meat or whatever. To barbecue, because he hasn't barbecued before. I mean, I feel like a dumb person for even going down this road with you right now.
Okay.
But I am very, it's clearly affected me in some kind of way.
Clearly.
Where is Mr. Kardashian here?
So you're looking for Rob Kardashian snaps?
I'm looking for Rob Kardashian. There he is, the bugger. Listen, hang on. Where's this? I need to activate this. This isn't.
Get that one too.
This is him in Blac Chyna. Grilling.
Ah, the teacher. You have to do it this way, away from the... See how the lines go that way? You have to...
I mean, the guy's struggling with obesity. The last thing he should be snapping about is, bucket loads of food.
There you go.
Is that just for them?
With the left hand?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like,
yo, this is terrible.
No, it's good.
Nah.
Oh, that was a good one. Your eyes burn? Smoke?
I mean, I went through 10 of these things last night, and they go on... Maybe. And on, and the next one, and then eventually, and then they put it into a plate. But, I mean, there's just something odd, because he doesn't show you who he is, or what he's, because he's obviously overweight still. I'm very affected by this, bro.
I can tell.
Yeah, okay. Let me regain street cred, and ask you what you meant when you said, my legs hurt like it's post-legs day, must be ALS.
Yeah, my legs were really, really hurting yesterday. And I couldn't explain it. but maybe it was because of ALS.
Hmm. You stressed about blesses. Who's the dude making your chick laugh?
Yeah, I mean, we live in a generation where, like, people really, really count each other's money. You know, it's like, because now the blessing thing is supposedly a thing, even though I feel like it's always existed. But you're worried about a guy with more money than you, but there's a dude right next to your chick every day at school or whatever, and he's cracking her up, and he's getting her attention. So you never know.
You've been saying some, and we're going to get into them now, you've been spitting quite a lot of relationship stuff that a lot of people have been retweeting and engaging with. Let's look at some of these tweets here. You stressed about whether or not you're the hottest, but who is your man the most comfortable around? Can he be vulnerable around you?
Sure.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit Oaks, OMG, my phone got hacked. I would never tweet like that. Hey, I mean, do you be a dick and keep thinking you can?
Okay, I was obviously being sarcastic. Yeah.
Sarcastic Tibbsy.
Hey, there you go.
There was another one, though. There was another tweet that got a lot of traction.
The one about the pretty girl and the cool girl.
Yeah, just remind me again.
Basically, I said that women are always worried about other... Pretty women are worried about pretty women. Whereas your guy probably has a chick that he chills with, can talk to, and she's just cool. You know, it's not that she's prettier than you. They can just talk, you know, so... You really, really need to pay attention to those relationships, and you need to be your man's cool chick and his pretty chick.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people really went ham around that tweet. That's a lot of engagement.
Yeah.
You said, I don't remember the last time I was bored.
I don't. I don't get bored.
Always entertained. Well, with your phone there, I guess it's always...
No, I mean, look, you find stuff to do. I mean, if you've got some time, you know, you're going to read... You know, you're going to write some stuff. You take a walk, listen to music.
Mm.
I don't understand, like, boredom. Like, sometimes I see tweets and people like, oh, what's going on in Joburg today? I never feel the need to do that.
It's lit in the drafts.
Yeah, sometimes I draft tweets and then I don't send them.
Mm. What are you drafting and not sending?
I'll send eventually. You'll see. We're going to talk about it anyway.
Oh, really? It's just like, is it going to spark like a...
Sometimes I don't care, and sometimes I do care. So it's just those moments when I do care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to take a few minutes before you tweet something now?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you'll never be censored on this platform.
Mm-mm. I actually tweeted, I was like, I wonder if the amount that I swear, has hindered me from business, but I don't care.
Nah, it's part of your vibe, and it's not in a malicious way, so sure. It's okay. Got a meeting at Kitchen Bar, but I said Kitcheners. The reaction on the other end has made my day.
Like, this guy was not going to go to Kitcheners. Like, he was, like, appalled. He couldn't believe I wanted him to go to Kitcheners. He was like, sorry, bro, I meant Kitchen Bar. I was like, okay, cool, much better.
People being elite with where they go.
Bruh.
I've had amazing nights at Kitcheners, even better nights at the Great Dane.
Mm.
But
I don't like Kitcheners much, but I like Great Dane.
Oh, Great Dane is one of my favorite places. I dig it so much. You were there the other day in the afternoon.
Sure, with the Wrangler peeps, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it by day.
I had an office across the street, so I was always there during the day. So.
Yeah, there's a place across the street that's also trying to do a similar vibe, but it just hasn't...
What's that, anti-establishment?
Maybe, I don't know. Okay. But the Great Dane is just, it's an institution.
Very true. Man, best hot dogs.
And also the best music. Was hoping to be in the bank 15 minutes, 40 minutes later. I still haven't done what I came here to do.
Yeah, it ended up being like an hour and 10 minutes. Four ways more F&B, two tellers, crazy line. Not really cool.
Do you think that all banks just brief people when they come in and say, make it as slow as possible? Because I feel like sometimes, like, that's what happens.
Maybe that's what they do, honestly.
I do not understand it. I find... getting anything done in a banking space, and this is applicable if you've got a private banker or no private, nothing. I find it is such a complicated process.
Yeah. Look, I also find, like, the type of work that's not incentive-based, you're never really going to get much out of people. So these guys are like, yo, my salary doesn't change. My lunch break is my lunch break. I don't care. It's like when you're dealing with, like, civil servants. Like, they don't care.
It's a problem, bro.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't mess with people and their money.
Sure.
It's just not the nice thing to do.
Sure.
And they make so much money out of people. Anyway, even in conflict, don't forget your manners. Being rude can easily be used against you. You have better weapons. Ha! Huh.
Yeah, I think, like, it's like when you start shouting at each other or if you want to start fighting physically, I don't get that, you know, so... take a deep breath. If you have to walk away, walk away. But like, never get rude, because people are going to say you're rude.
Mm.
And once people say you're rude, like, it doesn't matter what your argument is.
But now, 20-something-year-old Tibbs
probably would have slapped someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Don't worry. It's just going to come with age. If you're 20 and you're not getting that at all, don't worry. Even in, yeah, there we go. We read that. Always a gentleman, no matter what's thrown at me. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to think it through, and you have better weapons, man. You know, like, I never really try and mess with anyone's business, but the amount of people I've seen lose business in boardrooms because people just don't like you, or they say, no, that guy is rude. Like, it happens, guys. Like, just don't be a dick.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Finally, I know you and your 686 followers tried to put me in my place. I'll retweet next time.
Yeah, man. You know, there's always these guys, because I like engaging on Twitter, and I don't have to be correct. But there's just that guy that wants to check you, and I can tell he's waiting on the reply, because after the reply, then there's gonna be traction on his handle. But no, you're not gonna get a reply.
Ain't gonna happen. Would have happened in Teebs's 20s.
Would have, honestly.
Not now.
Not now.
Not now. He's just gonna sit and eat his breakfast.
Yep. Probably still on 686.
And Snapchat about what he has to Snapchat. We got someone on the phone. Is that right, Producer Kat? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think they want to speak to you. I don't know.
To who?
To you.
To me.
Yeah.
That's very dodgy.
They've called like 800 times.
All right. Yo. What's up? Hello?
Hey, is this Ari?
Yes, it is Ari.
Hey, Ari, man. Hey, I love your show, man. Download every podcast, man. I can't believe I'm speaking to you, Ari, man.
Fantastic. That's great. So what's your name?
My name's Jono, man.
Oh, is it Jono? All right.
Yeah.
Well, Jono, thank you very, very much for the call. And if you think we can do anything better, please let me know as well.
Sure, man.
Okay, Rockstar, have a good day, dude.
Hey, you too, man. Cheers. Hey, you too. Good.
Cheers.
Good day, man.
Bye. Why are you laughing like that, Producer Kat?
I don't know who this person is.
What do you
mean? They've literally been calling for the past, like, 2.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah, Ari's got fans. That's cool.
It's so weird, like, but then they asked to speak to Duncan, and like, I was very confused.
Okay.
And I was like, well, call back at 4:30. And then you see the phone flashing, you're like, it's this person.
Have to send a shout out quickly to @ButterB on Twitter. I was at Mnet literally at like 3:45 because my day was completely messed up, and she was like, oh, you're gonna miss your show.
Awkward.
And I was like, yeah, my day just hasn't gone great. And she tweeted, just met Aria Kelman from cliffcentral.com. He's awesome. The girl in the blue car who also likes your shoes, because she commented on my shoes. So thank you very much for that. All right, Teebs, give me the big takeaway from this week's team talk, dude.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Do the work. Mind your own business.
Power. There you go. @ShowTeebsLove on Twitter.
Teebs06 Instagram, Devolo6 Snapchat, showlove.co.za, and Teebs.co.za soon.
Power. There you go. Thanks, dude.
Thanks, man. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.